Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6 o'clock straight up, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Moshe Kravitz behind the glass tonight, and we have TK Tom Kelly on the update. You guys with us, 888-729-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about, and really a loaded show. NFL picks coming up later. We'll have Steve Fezzik, as always. We'll talk to a co-worker in Intercom of ours up in WEEI in Boston, get the Patriots side of things, Eagles side of things, injuries, Sproles. Jay Ajayi's back, which is not what I expected to open a show with tonight. So we got a lot to get into. Eagles-Patriots, 425 Sunday afternoon. We'll also have a process pregame show and, of course, the hot stove check-in. So a loaded show here. But here's where I want to start. I want to start with just a feeling that I have and a feeling that I can't shake as we walk into the weekend and we get closer and closer to kickoff on Sunday at 425. And that feeling is one of kind of loneliness here. And I don't mean this in a personal way. I'm not lonely personally. I'm lonely among us as Eagles fans. Because I noticed something in the past couple of weeks that I don't understand. I mean, you could give me X's and O's. You can give me numbers. You can give me point differential. That's fine. But there's something I haven't been able to put my finger on, and I hope maybe over the next couple hours we could do it together. I have not been able to understand why this team can't get you on board. Why this Eagles team is generating zero faith in this town, or I'll say very little faith in this town. You know, the last couple of years, the Philadelphia Eagles, whenever the chips were down, we as a fan base came together to show a lot of faith. I go back to 2 years ago when the Eagles lost Carson Wentz and they go into the playoffs. And you know what? They were underdogs, obviously, the whole way. But I remember doing weeks of radio leading up to those games. And as the week got closer, the feeling in this city turned. The feeling started to be, you know what? Screw it, they're going to win. Then they won, and again, screw it, they're going to win. And again, and all of a sudden there was a parade down Broad Street. And even last year, and last year's team is very similar to this year's team in that it's flawed, it's not a great football team, there's holes, there are deficiencies across the roster, but they were in the race. And as the year started to progress, there started to be some belief. Like, you know what? Screw it. There's a championship mentality here. There is a championship coach here. There is a group of players, not everyone, because the roster turned over and it's turned over even more now, but there's a group of players here that have won before. And last year when they were down, I think it was very easy to say, you know what, 2017, that was a fluke, see? But then last year they showed you, the Eagles showed you and all of us last year, that there was something about them that when their backs are against the wall or when everything looks grim, they find a way to give you a good effort. And yet here we are again. Here we are again heading into a game that they are decided underdogs at home. First time the underdogs at home since week one of last year when Foles played and Wentz wasn't in there against the Atlanta Falcons. For home dogs to the New England Patriots, to a Patriots team with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I would have thought the feeling in this city would have been frothing at the mouth. Like, let's go get them. And I'm listening this week, and I'm talking this week, and we're having this conversation, and I don't feel optimism. And I don't get it. Because it isn't just about X's and O's. It's not just about where the standings say right now. Here's the reality right now. I'm not sure where the faith is gone, but it feels low. And I don't feel that way. Now, do I think the Eagles are going to go out and win by 15 points on Sunday? No. This is going to be a difficult game Sunday. In the context of Sunday, this will be difficult. But this year, there's a lot to play for. This is a 5-4 team. This is not a 3-6 team. This is a 5-4 football team. What a quarterback that was drafted number 2 overall 4 years ago. For this. Like, they drafted Carson Wentz for these moments. What a head coach that's already won a Super Bowl and rallied a team last year. What a defensive line that's playing better the last couple weeks. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have not ruled out this team this year turning into something that makes us really proud. I have not ruled it out. It feels like a lot of people have, and I haven't. Last year's Eagles team was 4-6, and they made us proud at the end. Now, it wasn't what we wanted. It wasn't another trip back to the Super Bowl. It wasn't even a trip back to the NFC title game. But at the end of last season, we were doing a show the night after they lost to the Saints, and I said, you know what? There's nothing but to be proud of that football team. From where they were to what they did in New Orleans, to have a 14-0 lead in New Orleans against the Saints. And yet we sit here tonight, and I don't sense that many people feel that way. And I don't understand why. 888-729-9494. I have not ruled out something special happening this year and something that will make us proud by the time this year ends. Not every team that makes a run or does something in the postseason is a number one seed. I feel in some ways the Super Bowl year ruined our fandom. Because like we say, well, they're not a Super Bowl team. Well, what's the point? Well, guess what? This town got up for games like this on Sunday for 50 years not knowing what a Super Bowl team looked like. Just because the team is not 7-1 or 8-1 doesn't mean there isn't a season left to be played. This is the NFL. And I think recency bias in terms of the teams that actually win Super Bowls has us forgetting the history of the NFL. Yes, in recent years, past 5 or 6 years, the number one and number two seeds primarily are getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. That's a fact. I can't say it's not true. But that's not always. And that is a trend that will be bucked soon, I promise you. It wasn't that long ago. The Baltimore Ravens with Joe Flacco went from the wild card round to hoisting a Lombardi. It wasn't that long ago that not only one Giants team with Eli Manning as their quarterback went from the wild card round to hoisting a Lombardi. This happens. The Packers that won in 2010 went from the wild card round, obviously winning here in the wild card round, to hoisting a Lombardi. So I just feel all this pessimism, and I get it. This week is going to be a chore. Not having Jordan Howard potentially is a problem. Not having Alshon, even though no one likes him anymore, is a problem. This week's going to be difficult. But you know what? This team has risen to the occasion in difficult moments before. And whether it's this week or next week, I expect this team to surprise us again and to win a game that maybe few people think they're going to win. 5-4 isn't a reason to just kind of pack it in and say, I'm not getting excited this year. Now, that's loser mentality. It's one thing to be realistic, and it's another thing to be a fan. And I'm looking at this team, and I could list 10 reasons realistically why they're probably not going to win the Super Bowl. But guess what? That doesn't always work out. And in a vacuum, you look at this team compared to every other 5-4 team we've seen in recent years, and there's a pretty good chance that a team like this doesn't do something special in January. But again, there are outliers. I'll give you one. The 4-6 Eagles last year. Last year's Eagles were up 14-0 in New Orleans in the divisional round. So I'm not going to just, on a Friday night, on a football Friday before the Patriots come in, I'm not going to have that woe is us, doom and gloom mentality. And I hear a lot of it, and I don't get it. 888-729-9494. Do you still believe something really special could happen this year? I do. I've not ruled that out yet. And at some point over the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, I think we all might have to rule that out. You know, that's when that time comes, that time will come. But if 5-4 off of 2 straight wins, not 2 straight losses, they played their best football the last couple weeks before the bye. They won 2 games against good defenses before the bye. They won close games. Their defense played really well. Their offense was efficient and moved the football their unique way. They found an identity. There's a lot to feel better about. I don't know if it's the Patriots thing. I don't know if it is a bye week has kind of made us forget they won 2 games in a row. But I think this Eagles team, and it's not all the same, but there's a lot of people that are the same for 3 years now. They have earned the benefit of our doubt. And I'm not feeling that they're getting it right now. They're getting mine. 888-729-9494. And here's what I believe for Sunday. I think the matchup's really difficult. I think the Patriots are really difficult, obviously. But I believe the Eagles are going to give us a good effort on Sunday. I don't believe this is going to be like a Viking game or a Cowboy game where they get blown out of the building and we're all doom and gloom on Monday. No, I believe the Eagles are going to play with this Patriots team, and I believe this is a close game in the fourth quarter. Now, typically close games in the fourth quarter go Belichick and Brady's way. So we'll see what happens Sunday night. I'll give a pick later on. But I feel optimistic about where this team is. And I feel like this team, especially with a home game Sunday, deserves our oomph, deserves our full attention. Not like, oh, they're 5-4. What's the season going to become? Not like sometimes 5-4 seasons become something. And it just, it strikes me as odd that we're ruling out the chance that this team gets better in the second half of the season. That could happen. We're forgetting what this team was supposed to be. Sometimes seasons don't always go to plan, but you could still end up at your destination or close to it. 888-729-9494. Have you already ruled out something special happening? I have, and I still think there is a chance this team surprises us Sunday, and makes a run this year that I think right now you get pretty good odds on betting on. 888-729-9494. Tim is in Abington. What's up, Tim?
How are we doing tonight?
Good, Tim. What's up, buddy?
Well, I think a lot of reason that people are pessimistic about the Eagles is because this year Howie and Doug haven't made a splash in their players. But me personally, and I can explain my logic, I think we win out. And here's why. The Patriots haven't really beat anybody with a winning record. They beat Buffalo, but then we beat Buffalo. They got beat up pretty good by Baltimore. Dallas hasn't beat a team with a winning record. The only team that's going to be really challenging, I think, is Seattle if we don't have additional weapons. But I think this team is good enough with good game planning that we win out.
Well, they could. I mean, that Tim, that would be, if they won out and went 12-4, that would be the ultimate, man. They changed our mind and changed the story of the season. But even, Tim, if they don't, even if they drop a game, even if they drop Sunday, like, they have everything in front of them, son. You mentioned Dallas, Tim. It's not like they're three games behind the Cowboys. They're tied with the Cowboys.
Yeah. So, and if we beat them at home, when they come to us, you know, everything's even. And I called the show months back when we beat the Jets, and I wasn't real excited, but I said, look, it's going to come, between us and Dallas, it's going to come down to tiebreakers. And we beat the Jets, they lost to the Jets. Then they just lost to Minnesota, we lost to Minnesota. But it's going to come down to those tiebreakers, I think, between us and Dallas.
It probably will, yeah. Look, I would love to go ahead of them a full game, Tim. I appreciate it, man. I would love to, you know, not make it tiebreakers, but it probably will. And look, if the Eagles get one of these next two games, they're in great shape to not only beat them, or not only tie them, but beat them. 888-729-9494. It's odd. This whole thing is odd to me. This doesn't feel right. 5-4 is not 3-6. Just because this season was supposed to be a 12-4, 13-3 season doesn't mean it still can't end in a great or really good destination. Or, you know, it could end there. They could have. I go back to last year. Where they were in November last year, where they ended. Same coach. Same core of this football team. And the quarterback is actually healthy this time. And we're going to, and that's like, regardless of what you stand on Carson Wentz, whether you think he's the greatest quarterback in the world or good or whatever you think, this is a time that we all have been waiting for. Carson Wentz healthy with a team that needs him to play his best football. We've never seen this. This is like a new chapter of Eagles football. If Carson Wentz's career starts now, I'm excited to see what he does. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Max, who's in Allentown. Hey, Max.
Hey, it's good to see somebody's all jacked up, but I got to tell you, I'm on the opposite end here, and here's why. First of all, this team was overrated in the beginning of the season. Anyone who had this team at 13-3 obviously is not looking at logic. It was a flawed team, you know, put together at the beginning of the year, and that's on the GM, Howie Roseman, in the draft. Arcega Whiteside, he can't even get on the field. You're looking at Jordan Matthews being brought off the street, Jay Ajayi being brought off the street because of bad signings. People are just realizing this now. And, you know, to further complicate matters, you have injuries on this team with the medical staff, again, that's under scrutiny. DeSean Jackson's injury, I mean, that is truly something, you know, to be afraid of. When it's obviously a sports hernia, and they let him sit, and then all of a sudden he has to have surgery. There's something wrong there. And, you know, again, with the fractured locker room, it all compounds into a mediocre team and a quarterback that really hasn't proven himself. And when you said, hey, last year we went on a run, yeah, Nick Foles came in, and he turned that team around. He rallied that team.
He
that
did.
Team
got Max, behind him. He did, and I'd be the first one to point that out, but I also will be fair about it. They were beginning. Yeah. They were beginning to turn it around before Foles came in. Let's not forget that they beat the Giants here.
I don't see how you could say that.
But why? They beat the Giants here and they beat the Redskins before, and then they lost to Dallas in overtime. And then Foles came in and went on the run. They had won two of three. They had won two of three before Carson got hurt.
And they had their doors blown in by the New Orleans Saints. I mean, that was an absolute horrid loss.
Right. That's right. But
dead.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying after that game, after they hit their rock bottom last year. And Max, I appreciate it. Look, I'll be the guy that praises Foles every day of the week, but let's also have the facts correct. They got blown out. Wentz was terrible. They lose to the Saints, rock bottom. But then with Carson Wentz, they beat the Giants. With Carson Wentz, they beat the Redskins on Monday night. I thought it was the best Wentz play last year in that game. They go to Dallas. They lose in overtime. We know the quarterback switch happened. Foles comes in, and we know where it ended. But it wasn't like they lost six in a row with Wentz, and Foles came in and did magic. Like, there is some nuance to the story last year. Yeah, look, if you want to tell me the quarterback switch is why, and we haven't seen Carson win these big games, so we can't project it like we did Foles, I think that's a fair thing to say. In fact, I need to see it. I'm with you. But just look at the NFC this year. This is the other thing that drives me crazy about the we've written this season off. The NFC right now, think about the best teams. Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers, number one seed. Jimmy Garoppolo has never played in a playoff game. Never played in one. The number two seed right now, I believe, would be either New Orleans or Green Bay. New Orleans' quarterback looks every ounce of 42 years old in Drew Brees. And Green Bay has a coach that's never coached in the postseason in Matt LaFleur. Like, this isn't the NFC like, oh my goodness, this is Montana. This is Troy Aikman. This is the late 80s, early 90s. You can't beat these teams. No, these teams could be beaten. If the Eagles can get in a run, if the last couple games are indicative of how they're going to play, their identity the next couple weeks, I'm not writing this season off yet. 888-729-9494. I don't get the pessimism. Let's talk to Michael, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Michael.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good, Michael. What's up?
All right. Basically, I wanted to say, two points. And basically, I feel that the Eagles have not played anybody competitively except the Packers. The Packers win. One of their last games. Even Josh Howard remarked. He said the team was afraid to actually tackle us. The Bills. I mean, they were absolutely horrible. So I hope that Eagle fans are not building confidence off of those last two games.
Why not, Michael? Why not build confidence?
That was not competitive at all. And basically, the Bills hadn't played in anyone either.
Who has Dallas played? Michael, who has Dallas played? Who does anyone in the NFL play? You play who's on your schedule, and you rack up the wins you rack up.
Okay.
Michael, who did they beat in 2017?
Who did who beat?
The Eagles that had the best record in the NFC. Okay, who did they beat to get there?
I mean, to be honest with me, they really had an easy schedule in 2017,
right.
and they beat about two or three games that were very very competitive.
Right. So that's what my point is, and Michael, I understand your point, and I appreciate your call. I don't care. Like, yes, the Eagles have not had, we want to pick holes in the win over the Bills because their quarterback. You pick holes in the win over the Bears because their quarterback. That's fine. They lost to some good teams. They also beat the Packers in Green Bay. That's a good win. But I could do this with every team. I mean, I heard it last night when Howard was here. He was picking holes in the Patriots because they have had a soft schedule and they're the one good team they faced. The Baltimore Ravens a couple weeks ago just ran through them. So you could do that with every team. This is the NFL. The good teams, they probably beat seven or eight bad teams. They might win one or two or three or four against good teams, and they lose two or three or four against good teams. That's the NFL. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, on your AT&T Verizon Wireless cell phones. We come back. You know what we're going to do? Moshier has a bunch of great audio from the game that we all remember from 2 years ago. The greatest game, Philadelphia sports history, Super Bowl 52. We're going to play some of those cuts. Maybe that will get us in the mood for an upset on Sunday. 888-729-9494. I have not ruled out this team turning from what they are now to something we're going to be proud of in January. Are you still on board, or are you Mr. Pessimism tonight? 888-729-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.